KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy, breezy, and 52 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly sunny and breezy today with a high near 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In the Southwest Iowa news, a fight Tuesday afternoon in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of two men. Red Oak police say 29-year-old Brandon Daniel Phelps and 56-year-old Charles James Netherton, both of Red Oak, were cited for breach of peace and then released. The pair was taken into custody after Red Oak police were called to the 100 block of East Grimes Street following a reported fight in progress. By the time officers arrived, the fight had broken up. Police in Atlantic said yesterday there were two recent arrests. On Monday, 38-year-old Mandy Boland of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for a failure to appear in court. And last Friday, 48-year-old Daniel Green of the Dalles, Oregon, was arrested for fifth-degree theft or shoplifting. Both were booked into the Cass County jail. A complaint from a citizen in Montgomery County has resulted in charges of animal neglect being filed against a woman from Villisca. The sheriff's office reports 20-year-old Cheyenne Nicole Welcher faces two counts of animal neglect following an investigation. Officials from the city of Villisca seized two puppies belonging to Welcher from the 100 block of West 5th Street in Villisca. The puppies were placed into the care of the Southern Hills Vet Clinic. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a Union County man was arrested Tuesday morning following a traffic stop. Michael Gorley of Creston was charged with OWI second offense and cited for various other traffic offenses after it was determined he had allegedly been drinking with showing signs of impairment. Gorley blew a greater than .08 on a breath test. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. An ATV accident Monday afternoon in Shelby County has claimed the life of a 79-year-old man from Erling. The sheriff's office said Charles Mum died at the scene of the crash near 2222 Dogwood Road at around 5:30 p.m. Monday. Mum was found in a field near the residence with the ATV nearby. Preliminary investigation determined that he lost control of the machine in the field due to large washout ruts and possibly mechanical failure. A woman has been injured in a fire at a house in eastern Council Bluffs. The fire was reported Tuesday at around 6:15 a.m. The woman was taken to an Omaha, Nebraska hospital for treatment. No name has been released, and the cause of the fire was under investigation. A Winterset woman has been charged with vehicular homicide following a car crash in May that killed two people. Court records show 21-year-old Mary Silliman faces two counts of vehicular homicide. The woman turned herself in earlier this month and was out after posting bond. The single vehicle crash in May killed 20-year-old Logan Waltz of Winterset and 21-year-old Taylor Alleman of West Des Moines. Matthew Thomas Lindholm, an attorney for Silliman, says his client plans to plead not guilty to the charges. He says alcohol and drugs were not a factor in the crash, and there will be an investigation into road conditions prior to that accident. Authorities are looking for a man who tried to steal a vehicle in Council Bluffs. Police say a man attempted to steal a 1996 Dodge Ram 2500 from a lot in the 700 block of Veterans Memorial Highway early Saturday morning. The suspect allegedly pulled the vehicle out of the lot, and as he attempted to leave, he rear-ended a legally parked 2008 GMC Sierra, disabling the Dodge pickup truck. The suspect then fled the scene on foot. Police estimated the damage to the two vehicles at $500 each. An investigation into the incident continues. And the Iowa Public Information Board will offer free training on Iowa's open meetings and public record laws to anyone who's interested. The training session will be held in Atlantic November the 10th from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Cass County Courthouse. The focus of the training will be how to comply with transparency laws for local elected officials for cities, counties, schools, townships, and other public entities. The training is also appropriate for residents and others interested in learning about the board and its services. If you'd like to attend, you should contact the Iowa Public Information Board at 515-725-1781 so that adequate training materials can be made available. In our funeral announcements, Roger Holub, age 51, of rural Scribner, Nebraska, died Friday. A funeral mass for Roger Holub will be held today at 10:30 at the St. Wenceslaus Catholic Church in Dodge, Nebraska. The Stokely Funeral Home of West Point, Nebraska, is in charge of arrangements. Howard Hoy, age 83, of rural Redfield, died Saturday. Graveside services for Howard Hoy will be today at 10:30 in the Wiscata Cemetery in rural Redfield. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Mildred Sears, age 98, of Fontenelle, died Sunday in Greenfield. Funeral services for Mildred Sears will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Carol McEwen, age 69, of Casey, died Monday in Johnston. Funeral services for Carol McEwen will be on Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care of Adair has the arrangements. Opal Hargens, age 92, of Manning, died October the 4th at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Opal Hargens will be Saturday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Arcadia. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Mary Garst, age 86, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday. Funeral services for Mary Garst will be on November the 1st at 11 a.m. at the Coon Rapids American Legion Building. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Catherine Cole, age 52, of Audubon, died Monday at the Audubon County Hospital. A private family celebration of life service for Catherine Cole will be held at a later date. The Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is assisting the family. Betty Lane, age 86, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Betty Lane are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Harold Simonton of Atlantic died Monday at his home, or Tuesday at his home, that is. Funeral services for Harold Simonton are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.